Welcome to the yoga meditation. Let's begin this Hatha yoga sequence with some standing postures. Remember that we'll be emphasizing maintaining moment-to-moment awareness during this sequence, and that we are working in a non-judgmental mode, exploring our boundaries and our limits in a gentle but determined way, not trying to beat the body into shape, but simply nourishing it with this special kind of attention and on a regular basis. Remember throughout to breathe diaphragmatically as much as possible and with awareness of your breathing as we go along. Now let's begin by standing with both feet flat on the floor, the arms alongside your body, in an erect, relaxed posture. The feet may be 2 or 3 inches apart. And on an in-breath, we will just stretch the arms out to the sides and up, with the elbows straight and the palms together. Just stretching up as we complete this in-breath, as far as we can, staying on the flats of our feet, and then continuing to breathe as we stretch. And just feeling the stretch through the elbows and the armpits, through the rib cage, right out of the pelvis, and anywhere else you feel it along your body from head to toe. Just breathing here as you stretch, and when you are ready, stretching the palms of the hands out to the sides as you slowly lower your arms, wrists bent, fingers pointing towards the ceiling as they come down, and slowly, mindfully, letting your arms come down until they are simply dangling limp by your sides. And just allowing your eyes to close, centering your attention in your belly, and observing the flow of your breathing. And of course, tuning into the sensations in your arms, what the effect of just having done this simple stretch are. Now taking another deep in-breath, and this time just stretching the right arm up and over your head, and we will do what we call picking grapes. Just trying to reach something a little out of reach as we continue to breathe. And if you like, lifting the left heel at the same time and just stretching up and up and up with the right hand, reaching, stretching, and slowly lowering the right arm, and then raising the left arm up, and the right heel, and again picking these grapes that are just out of reach, and feeling the stretch coming up right out of the left leg, the left hip, stretching, reaching, breathing, and slowly coming down. Now again, taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up to the sides and above the head, as we did in the beginning. Locking the thumbs together, and this time just stretching. Bending now over to the right side, keeping the head between the arms, and then just breathing as you bend over the right hip. Just finding where you stop and breathing here as you explore the sensations and the limits of your body in this particular bend. The left side will be stretched. And then inhaling and bringing the arms up and straightening out again. And on the exhalation, going out to the left, stretching the right side and bending over the left hip. Breathing. And when you are ready, coming back up, stretching up one last time with the thumbs locked and slowly lowering the arms to the sides as before. And just letting them hang there as we once again close the eyes and center ourselves in a standing posture. Now let's roll the shoulders around in a forward direction, remembering that you can break it down into four separate movements. The first being raising the shoulders up to the ears, as far as they'll go. The arms are passive. And then squeezing the shoulders together in front of the chest, and letting them drop down. Just relax. And then squeezing them together behind the back, touching the shoulder blades together. So a big rolling motion happens as you move the shoulders around. And when you're ready, moving them in the other direction. And then just coming back to stillness, feeling the effects of what we have just done, the sensations in the neck and the shoulders. And when you're ready, let's do some neck rolls, where you lower the chin to your chest and then move the head so that slowly the left ear is over the left shoulder. And then keep on going around until the head is all the way back. Then the right ear over the right shoulder. And finally bringing the chin back across the chest. And just moving in this way. Breathing in for the first half as the head goes back. And out for the second half as the head comes forward. In big, slow, circular movements. Letting your eyes make a big circle around the room. And when you're ready, reversing the direction. And then coming back to standing with the head in a neutral position and again centering, grounding yourself, being in touch with the feet, making contact with the floor, letting the body be completely relaxed but at the same time alert, poised and balanced as you breathe. Now, let's work on some balancing and at the same time strengthening the muscles on the sides of the body. Let's begin by slowly letting the weight shift from both feet over and onto the left foot. And as we do that, just raising the arms up so that they are parallel to the floor, and raising the right leg up as much as it'll come, and staying here breathing. Perhaps focusing on a spot on the wall or a few feet in front of you, and just holding it here. Standing on the left leg, the right leg out to the sides, the arms stretched out to the sides of the room, and breathing. Trying to maintain your balance as best you can. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down and the arms come down at the same time, so the weight gradually shifts from the left foot to the right. And when you're ready, on the in-breath, raising the arms up again, and as you do, raising the left leg up now, letting all the weight be taken by the right leg. And again, stretching out with the arms and raising the leg up as far as you can. And just holding it here, balancing and breathing. Using the focus of your eyes on a spot to keep you concentrated and balanced. And perhaps raising the leg up a little more, a little higher, stretching the arms out, breathing deeply into the belly, and when you are ready, slowly letting the leg and the arms come back down, and just coming to rest here, standing. Now let's put our hands on our hips and gently turn from the waist, looking over the right shoulder. Simply looking behind you as far as you can and keeping the hips facing forward. Turning the head and the chest. And coming back to the center and turning, looking over the left shoulder, breathing, and then back to the center. And then keeping your hands on your hips, now turning from the ankles, so you are turning the whole body except for the feet to the right as far as you can. Tracking with the eyes, going as far as you can around to the right, breathing as you do it. And when you are ready, slowly coming back through the center and turning from the ankle all the way to the left. And when you get as far as you can, just breathing with it. Be aware of your body and what it's feeling in various places. And then coming back to the center. Letting the hands hang once more. And when you're ready, doing a forward bend. So bend the knee slightly and taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up and over the head as we did before. Deep breath in, and on the exhalation, bending over from the waist and just hanging. And coming down until your head is hanging toward the floor. Your arms are hanging towards the floor or touching the floor. And just resting in this position. Hanging and breathing with the knees slightly bent. And every time you breathe in, feeling the actual in-breath expand against the ribs. And every time you breathe out, just surrendering to the gravitational pull and letting the muscles lengthen and relax as your head sinks a little bit deeper, a little bit further down towards your knees and towards the floor. Slow, deep breathing. And if you like, while you are down here, you might want to stretch one arm out, say the right arm, until it is parallel to the floor, and just holding it here, breathing, and letting it come back down, and then stretching the left arm up and out, until it's parallel to the floor, and breathing with it. And then letting it down. Just hanging here, breathing. And when you are ready, slowly rolling up. The lower part of your spine strengthening first, so that you are straightening first the hips and then the central part of the back and then the upper back, and then and only then raising the head back up, coming into a balanced standing position. And just closing the eyes, and again just focusing on your breathing. And tuning into the effects of this forward bend. Be aware of your breath, and possibly also aware of your heart beating, and just letting everything settle. And now we'll do the chair, which involves stretching both arms out in front of you and having the feet about a body width apart. And imagine that you're sitting down on a chair that's not there, an imaginary chair. Coming down to a sitting position as best you can, with the head and the back as erect as you can. And just slowly, slowly bending the knees and sitting down until you reach a point where you would be if there was a chair under you. And just staying here breathing. You may feel this in your ankles or in the small of your back, and staying with the feeling of sitting here. And the strength required to maintain this, using your arms for balance and breathing. See if you can drop a little bit lower, just staying at your limit, whatever that may be. And when you're ready, just standing back up and letting your arms hang. And if you like, just shaking them out a little bit and taking a long deep breath in and just letting it out. Letting all the tension or the fatigue that you've built up doing something as strenuous as this, and let it leave on the out breath. And now let's do the tree, which involves taking the right foot and drawing it up as high as you can manage on the inside of your left thigh. And then as best you can balance on the left leg and bringing the palms together in a prayer position in front of your chest and just breathing like this. Picking out a spot either on the wall or the floor in front of you and focusing your gaze on that spot. And then when you're ready, stretching the arms up and over the head as far as they'll go, keeping the fingers together, pushing the palms together, and pressing the upper arms against your ears. Breathing deeply down into your abdomen. And on each breath, just balancing here in the tree. Stretching up if possible. Keeping the left knee straight. And when you're ready, unclasping the hands and letting them come down to the side. And when they're horizontal, lifting the knee up and bringing the right foot down along the side of the left foot as the arms come down, sort of as if you were making a three-point landing and totally under your control. And then allowing the weight to shift to the right as you lift the left foot and place it on the inside of the right leg. And starting again with the palms pressed together over the chest. And when you're stabilized, stretching the arms up over the head, clasping the hands together, and pressing the upper arms against your ears as you breathe and balance. Stretching a little bit higher. And then unclasping the hands and slowly letting the arms come down until they're horizontal. And then lifting the left knee up and slowly coming down with the arms and the foot until you are standing again on both feet. Allowing your eyes to close and once again centering your awareness in your belly and the sense of your body as a whole as you stand here. And then when you are ready, sitting down and we'll do some stretches from a sitting position. Now let's begin by bringing the soles of the feet together and lacing the fingers beyond the toes and then slowly drawing the heels in towards the pelvis as you sit up straight, being careful not to yank or to pull your toes, but just move them in close to you until you reach the point where your body is telling you to stop. And as you do this, breathing down into your belly. Okay, then let's sit with the left leg stretched out in front of you and bring the right foot again onto the inside of the left thigh as far up towards the pelvis as it will go. And then when you're ready, sitting up straight, taking a deep breath in, and as you do, stretching the arms up over your head and locking the thumbs together. And be careful, as with all of these postures, to do them slowly and mindfully and not pushing beyond your limits. Just breathing in as you stretch up, and then on the out breath, lowering the head between the arms over the left leg and hanging wherever you wind up. And if you like, taking hold of the leg with the hands, and every time you breathe out, encouraging the forehead to come down a little bit further towards the knee between the arms. And when you are ready, taking a deep breath in and raising the arms, the head and the chest up again so that you're sitting up straight, stretching and breathing. And on the out breath, doing the same again, forward, down, reaching out towards your toes. And as you breathe in, feeling the breath again, enhancing the stretch, and on each out breath, coming down a little bit further, relaxing a little bit more into the stretch itself. Feeling the muscles in the back of your body, behind the knee, the hamstrings, and in your back and neck, just lengthen as you allow them to relax and let go. And then when you are ready on an in-breath, stretching the arms back up, coming forward as far as you can and raising up with the head between the arms and coming back up until you're stretching up over the head, the thumbs locked and breathing, feeling your chest expand fully on each in-breath. And when you are ready, just letting the arms come down to the sides until they make contact. And then just relaxing. And then switching legs so that now the right leg is stretching out straight in front of you. And you're bringing up the left foot with the sole of the left foot on the inside of the right thigh. And when you are ready, taking a deep breath in and stretching the arms up as before, locking the thumbs together and just breathing in this position. Feeling any places in the neck or in the back or in the shoulders that may be tight. Not overstretching. Simply coming into your limit where you feel some stretching going on. There may be a little bit of discomfort, but you're not reaching a point of pulling a muscle or tearing anything. And when you are ready on the out breath, coming forward and down with the head between the arms and hanging out over the right leg now. And again, if you like, taking hold of the leg with the hands, and on each out breath, encouraging your head to come down a little bit more, encouraging your back to stretch a little bit more. as you sink into the posture. And when you're ready, inhaling and coming forward with the arms and up, taking a few deep breaths in and out as you stretch the arms up over your head and sit up straight. And now once again on an out breath, coming forward and stretching over the leg. Directing your breath to any regions in the back of the legs or in the back itself or the shoulders where you're feeling the stretch. And on each out breath, just letting go of the tension, letting go of the tiredness or the effort, and just breathing here in a state of relaxed awareness and stillness. Just experiencing yourself moment to moment with your body in this particular posture. And then again, when you're ready, on an in-breath, coming forward over the right foot with the arms up, sitting up, breathing, stretching, and slowly bringing the arms down to the sides, letting them float down until they make contact and relax. And then sitting with both legs out in front of you and shaking them out a bit. Just lying back down on your mat, on your back, in the corpse position, with your hands lying long beside your body, your palms facing the ceiling, and with your feet falling away from each other, and just breathing here. Aware of your belly as it expands on the in-breath and contracts on the out-breath. And aware of your body as a whole as you lie here. In stillness, aware of whatever thoughts may be moving through your mind. Aware of waves of sensation, aware of the changing sensations in various parts of your body, and just lying here in a state of moment-to-moment awareness as you relax into each breath, as your body sinks into the floor on each out-breath, as you let go. And now let's do the half bridge to reverse the stretching in the back. And we do this by bending both knees so that the feet are flat on the floor, about a body width apart and close to your buttocks, and taking hold of the ankles if you can reach them. If not, just having your hands on the floor beside your body. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in, and as you do, just lifting your pelvis up off the floor so that you come to rest on the soles of your feet and your upper back, your shoulder blades, and the back of your neck and head. just resting in this position with your thighs as parallel as possible to the floor, your pelvis as high up as it will go, and just breathing in this position right up into your belly, feeling and in fact seeing your belly expand every time you breathe in and contract every time you breathe out. Be aware of the tiredness that may be settling in into the lower back or in the thighs. And try as much as you can to maintain this posture with minimum muscular involvement so that you're still resting here as still as possible, timeless, just what you are in this moment. Allowing your face to relax and your arms to relax. You may want to stretch your arms up behind the head onto the floor and just rest in this position. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the pelvis back to the floor and stretching back out in the corpse position. Your arms alongside your body, your legs falling away from each other. And when you're ready, let's draw both knees up towards the chest and wrap our arms around our shins and just squeezing the knees towards the chest as we rock a little bit from side to side. Just gradually stretching out the back. Rocking from side to side, and then if you like, raising the head up and either putting the forehead on the knees or wherever it gets to, and rocking a little bit from front to back, just gently rocking within your limits. And when you're ready, once again stretching out onto your back and letting go, relaxing, sinking into the floor as your muscles release, and bringing your attention once again to your belly and just staying in touch with your body. And now as this CD comes to an end, just remembering what it means for you to engage yourself in this kind of work, giving yourself the nourishment that helps you maintain and improve your health, and making the time on a regular basis, either using this CD or learning the sequence to the point where you can do it on your own, or to use any other postures that you may have learned, and introducing a little bit of body awareness and strengthening as part of your daily routine, even if it's for just 10 or 15 minutes. And as you do over the weeks and the months and the years, observing and dwelling at your limits and observing the changes in them as you grow and as you become stronger and more flexible and more balanced.